You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I am Allison Footer from MLB.com, and it is time for our weekly installment of all things Padres. So I'm joined by my colleague, Corey Brock. And Corey, we've discussed at length a lot of the things that A.J. Preller did, and of course the Padres were the team that was most talked about, I think, during the offseason just because of everything that they did. But they may not be done, and it seems like they should be done, but you keep hearing rumors about Cole Hamels, and the Padres are not the only team that's been mentioned in a possible trade partner with the Phillies for Cole Hamels, who is obviously a very attractive piece on the trade market, and the fact that the Phillies probably need to start retooling their roster a little bit, I mean, you sort of do feel like he's going to be dealt. It makes a lot of sense for the Padres to try to get him, but at the same time, John Heyman had a report that Will Myers would not be included in the deal if they were to strike a deal. But how realistic do you think this is for maybe the Padres to go after Hamels?
I've essentially sort of been told, Allison, that it's doubtful at this point, with the caveat that, and something I wrote today for Padres.com, a quote from Padre Executive Chairman Ron Fowler talking about A.J. Preller. Basically, the way he put it with Preller is a never say never. So I think we have to qualify everything with that nothing should come as a surprise anymore, anything big or small. And I don't think they're, like you said, I don't think they're completely finished with this, putting this roster together. I think the price that it would take to land Cole Hamels at this point, especially if you're not talking about moving someone off the major league roster, would be very, very steep, especially for a team that has already moved a pretty good chunk of prospect package to acquire a lot of these guys that, that Preller has in the month of December. Now, certainly some of these guys, maybe they don't view as everyday major league players. Maybe they don't view them as guys that are going to be Padres in the future. That is Preller's preference. But, I think the ones that are left over and the ones that the Phillies would certainly be asking for, Allison, are going to be guys that the Padres really, really want to build around, guys they've invested in, high draft picks, big upside guys. And, not to say that A.J. Preller wouldn't move these guys, but it would really, really, really impact the system and really leave it barren for a little while here. So I think that's something they're probably really kicking around heavily at this point.
Yeah, because I would think that with, Preller, he was lauded for a million different reasons about the moves that he made, but one thing that everyone kept talking about was, like, he was able to really reshape the offense. He was able to go get the pieces that the major league team needed without having to sacrifice what everybody considers to be the top three prospects in Hedges, Renfro, and Whistler. So I guess it would be counterproductive at this point to give up one or more of those guys in a trade after being able to be that crafty through this entire offseason. And then, like you said, what are you left with? So that's fine. I mean, you can be in a win-now mode, and I get that, and they want to be more competitive, and they feel like this is fine. But you cannot survive long-term without a healthy farm system. So in that respect, I think they have to be sort of done.
Yeah, and it's you kind of put all your chips in there in terms of landing Kemp, Myers, Upton, and maybe make some smaller deals. And I think they could probably still improve their pitching without selling the farm. I think the pitching's in pretty good shape as it stands now. I understand the old adage, you can never have enough pitching, and we've seen it time and time again, not only in this game but here in San Diego, where injuries and underperformance can really decimate a team. And you could look up on May 1st, be 10 games out, and you're signing Jeff Suppan as a minor league free agent to bring in as a reinforcement. You don't want to get in that position. So you want to build as much depth as you can, and they've done a pretty good job of doing that. But, none of these teams, the Padres or anyone else, could really sustain a hit to one or two of their frontline starting pitchers. So you want to build in some safeguards. So, I wouldn't be at all surprised if they added another starting pitcher. Maybe you could do it where the cost wouldn't be extremely high. So, again, I don't think Preller's completely finished with this roster, but I will say I think he's very close.
I was looking at some of the payroll numbers. So in 2014, they were right around $90 million. And coming up on 16 without taking into consideration the arbitration numbers, you know, it's just the guys that are locked in the contract. It's already at $67 million. Have they given any indication as to if they have payroll restraints, if there's a, you know, there's usually not a hard number, but they usually know a little bit of what they want to work with. And do you know how that's... do they have a target number that they want to get to?
Yeah, I think it's going to be around that figure it was last year, which is really going to be quite remarkable if you look at the composition of the roster as it was on opening day last year when payroll was a club record, $90 million. And I think it'll be right around that. Now, the Dodgers obviously front-loaded a lot of Matt Kemp's money this year. That helped. That allowed A.J. Preller to go out and get Justin Upton. Some money came off the books when they traded Seth Smith. You do have a couple players, Tyson Ross, Andrew Cashner, Ian Kennedy, of course, that are due for some arbitration raises. That's just part of the game. So, the payroll is going to be up there. Again, up there in terms of where it was last year. This is still probably ranking the bottom third of baseball. Ultimately, I think they'd like to grow that. But, you know, I know Ron Fowler, you know, he told me in October that, you know, going to give A.J. Preller financial flexibility to make some deals, and that's exactly what they've done. So, you know, I think there's, if they were in a position, Allison, where let's say around the trade deadline where they needed to make a move to add to the roster, which would be, that'd be different ground for these Padres, certainly, I think they would be able to go out and do that. So I don't think there's a hard and fast number. If there is, we don't know that, and they're not letting anybody else know that, but I would suspect it's going to be around that $90 million figure again.
Do you ever think you'd see the day where $90 million for a payroll was one of the lower ones in baseball?
Yeah, how about that?
It's just, it's kind of mind-boggling. I mean, you know, there's a lot of money that every, you know, the teams are making a lot of money right now, so, and good for them. And I've always said I'd rather the players get the money than ownership, so, you know, these spending sprees don't really bother me a whole lot. But let's talk about some of the guys that are making next to nothing. Just about some of the prospects that are coming up and who could impact the Padres, maybe this season or, you know, the season after. Obviously, with outfield prospects, they might have been, it might thwart their development a little bit because there just isn't a whole lot of room. But Austin Hedges is an interesting one. He had a terrific percentage of throwing out would-be base runners, but not so much of a bat. They don't feel like the bat's caught up to the glove yet, and he might end up as like a backup major league catcher someday. But what's his upside, and where do you see him fitting in?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with Hedges, Allison, in the sense that, you know, this is a defensive-minded catcher, very good catch-and-throw guy, handles pitchers well. Throwing out base runners. The bat certainly lags behind a little. And, you know, the Texas League is a tough place for a young hitter to kind of cut his teeth. And I don't know if he'll go back and repeat that level or will at least start there. But, I think that people feel that he will hit. He will hit enough to where you'll have a long big league career in the sense that, you know, we've seen these catchers who play forever, really, you know, because they are so good defensively and teams understand the importance of that, handling a staff, cutting down on the running game, so many different things that a catcher can control. So, I think it's far too early to draw any kind of judgments on what his bat will ultimately be, but I think everybody understands that the glove is going to be big for him moving forward. And the other young guy worth keeping an eye on, a guy who can impact the roster this year, is Matt Whistler, the 21-year-old right-hander. He may be 22 by now at some point. I keep calling him 21. I assume he will have a birthday at some point.
Right.
He's a guy they've held on to in all these trade talks and trade movements. And he pitched in the Pacific Coast League last year, an extremely tough place. He was probably one of the youngest pitchers in that league, a very hitter-friendly league. And he took his lumps. And, you know, I think a lot of that was they wanted to see how he could handle it. I think he'll compete for a rotation job here in spring training, but a guy that they're still very high on And a lot, a few other guys, Hunter Renfro, the very talented outfielder, first-round pick from a couple years ago, you know, he's on his way. He needs some more minor league seasoning. So, again, you know, they did trade some interesting pieces. Maybe these are some guys that A.J. Preller didn't necessarily see as part of the Padres' future, but some guys that were very interesting in the least. And so they're not around anymore, so it's going to mean some other guys kind of move up in the ranks a little bit. We'll see how that all sorts out. But, you know, in the short term, Hedges, Renfro, and Whistler are kind of the guys to keep an eye on in 2015.
What's the buzz around San Diego? Has there been, I mean, have you heard anything from the organization just about, you know, season tickets that might be being sold a little bit more rapidly? I mean, was there a big, did it garner a lot of attention, everything that's been going on? I mean, I know in San Diego it's just an interesting place because there's a lot of other activities that people can be distracted by because there's so much, you know, outdoorsiness and people can just, there's so many different things to do to entertain yourselves in California as a whole. But what was the buzz after all this off-season frenzy and just around the offices? Has it been a huge impact just from the fan response?
Yeah, I checked in, and, you know, they won't be, and these teams are very guarded in terms of releasing any kind of numbers in terms of number of new season tickets, packages, or, you know, those smaller game packages. But, you know, I've been told there's been an uptick. I know the team store has been busy selling jerseys. Fans have been badgering me, asking me about who's going to be wear what jersey. I think people are anxious about getting down there and getting a customized jersey. So, you know, at least in terms of building a sort of a buzz and anticipation heading into the season, this is nothing that I've seen quite like this in any of my time covering the Padres, and this will be my ninth year. So I think, yeah, they've sort of captured the imagination and captured this fan base again. And, you know, I think there's some fans here are a little bit tepid, a little bit guarded, you know, and they're curious to see how this is all going to shake out. Remember, franchise hasn't made the postseason since 2006, and I think they're a little guarded. I think they want to see a winner, and you know they're excited, but I think they're also cautiously optimistic. So I think a lot of people are really wanting to buy into this, and a lot of them are physically and in other ways. I mean, they're marching down and they're buying season tickets, and I know some people who have been critics in the past of moves at other front offices and you know, other personnel here who are no longer in San Diego have gone down and bought season tickets. So a lot of people are kind of all in with this team.
Well, it's going to be the most interesting team to keep an eye on, at least in the early going. So, Corey, thanks a lot, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.